today on the podcast, it's me talking to me about the different programming tracks that Ironstone offers, a primer on who those tracks might be for and why you might follow them, and how to best utilize them in Beyond the Whiteboard and get the most out of your fitness. Hang tight. It's going to be a short but important one. All right. So today I have some fresh coffee and I'm ready to talk at you about the different programming tracks and Ironstone offers and who they might be for. I think this is a really important conversation to put out there because a lot of people are struggling both with how to best use the different Ironstone tracks and understand them, and also how to orient better for their own individual goals based on the summer, the fall, COVID, post-COVID, and your changes in interests and time commitments. So here we go. So the first thing I want to do is frame the conversation. I think it's important to recognize two things. First, I'm going to use terms here, names of programs that might very well change because we're going through the process of a bit of a rebrand in the fallout from the CrossFit de-affiliation and now the changes in ownership. There's a lot of uncertainty around some of the programming names. So I'm going to use some of their traditional names, what we've been calling them for the last 2 years, so people can keep track, but also introduce maybe some new language around those names to see where they might end up. So that's part one. The second thing is I'm going to use a common pattern to describe these. So I'm going to talk through, define the program and its approach to fitness and how what it supports. Then talk a little bit about who might be interested in it and what those goals might be. And then you know, how it might be leveraged in an individual kind of approach to fitness. The third is that I'm going to be using the term Beyond the Whiteboard. Beyond the Whiteboard, if you're not familiar, is an app that we use at the gym that allows you to log your workouts, to record your data about your workouts. And it has different programming tracks built into it. So for instance, the CrossFit track has programming tracks in there for level one and level two, and you can see the workout of the day in that app, log your workout with a click and a few entries of times, weights, or scores. And it makes it really easy to record your data and therefore follow your own progress over time. And that's a separate conversation, but recording your workout data is very important. Logging your data helps you continue to increase your fitness by knowing where you've come from and gives you a ballpark idea of where you should be focusing your efforts. And there's also really cool analytics and some other features built in, but I'm going to talk about it loosely in terms of the programming tracks and how to access them while I talk here today. So let's dig right in. How many programming tracks does Ironstone actually have? So we have the Balanced Fitness Program, which is probably going to be renamed, but recognize that we have that program. The Ironstone Strength Program, which was introduced during COVID as an at-home follow-along strength program, which I'll talk about more. The CrossFit track of programming, which includes both level one and level two programming, which we'll likely also rename. And then we have also the Road Dog Life track, which is an at-home version of each of our workouts of the day from the CrossFit track for people who might be traveling, might be in hotels, or might be working out from home. Thank Andy Duke for the name of that track as it exists right now. And then we also have the weightlifting programming, which is entirely separate from everything else, managed by Coach Jacob and some of his supporting team of coaches, and is really designed for the people who are competing in Olympic weightlifting. So those are the different programming tracks that exist in the Ironstone envelope right now. So let's dig into each one. So the Balance program is a entry-level fitness program. What do I mean by entry-level? I don't mean it's easy. I mean that it has less technical movements and does not require foundations or one-on-one private onboarding in order to participate because there is no barbell lifts involved. It's less technical in nature, therefore the injury risk is decreased, and because it's less technical in nature, you can get more out of it by knowing a little bit less from a technique standpoint. I like to use the example of empty barbell or PVC snatching. Yes, it might feel good in a class to learn how to snatch with a PVC pipe, but when we talk about having 45 minutes to dedicate to your fitness, dedicating that 45 minutes four times a week to learning how to snatch a 1 ounce piece of plastic, depending on your goals, might not make a lot of sense. And that's where some parts of the balance program actually fit better with people, because you get them under tension, loaded, maybe not with a barbell, but with something else, and working hard for 45 minutes without the same requirement to spend 3 to 6 months learning a very technical movement. So it's entry level in that we get bang for a buck day one when we start out. And I actually believe, I've come to believe that most people who are starting out with fitness, not coming from another gym or kind of fitness track, they're kind of, you know, in running, we call it the coach to 5K. Well, in fitness, we'll call it like the coach to functional fitness track. I think the balance program is the best starting point for most people. Get you moving, get you sweating, get used to intervals in the gym and in the format with little kind of technical progression in the beginning. We focus on, you know, really laying that foundation of conditioning, body weight control, work capacity. So we use intervals and functional fitness movements in order to promote fitness in a few different ways in this program. The program itself used to consist of several different class types. Maybe a miss on our part, we branded these with, you know, Ironstone branded specific names for each class type, combusted hit, forged strength. I have come to maybe believe that that was a bit of a miss from a branding and recognition standpoint, and that maybe it was just more confusing than it needed to be. We're going to collapse all of those classes into a single class type right now called Balance. It's in the restricted class offerings for COVID, but likely going to be called something else in the very near future. I'm thinking maybe Ironstone Blast. We'll see where we end up. Sounds cool anyways. And the programming, like our CrossFit programming, will rotate on a day-to-day basis. So each time it'll be a little bit different, but it's largely going to follow three formats. There's going to be short intervals, which are designed as high intensity interval training intervals, you know, low skill, high effort movements, you know, really meant to drive the heart rate and respiratory system. You're going to see ratios of like 20 seconds of work followed by, you know, 10 seconds of rest in short bursts, followed by extra several minutes of rest so you can recover from a heart rate standpoint. This is a classic kind of like HIIT interval and will be really designed for aerobic anaerobic capacity more than anything else, blood flow and a few other things. But it's about, you know, getting that body moving. Then there'll be medium length intervals. Those intervals will be kind of more drawn out. Think more like EMOM style stations, rotations. This is more of our strength style interval. So you're going to see some more strength building exercises mixed into this. Not quite as high intensity, so you don't have to be moving at full speed all the time, but it will still be very challenging because it's, you know, rotating from one station to the next You'll feel a lot of muscular burn and fatigue during this period. You'll still have rest built in, and you'll probably have some cardio pieces built into this types of intervals to keep the heart rate up. And then mixed in with those will be sprinkled what we call long intervals. And long intervals are things that are like 3 minutes of work followed by a minute of rest, or 5 minutes of work followed by a minute of rest, or maybe no rest at all. Long intervals are really designed to draw out and spend time under tension, a different type of fitness. And this is where you're likely to see things like crawls, carries, holds, you know, Turkish get-ups, anything where you move slower and more methodically and spend time under tension. The goal here is not to get your heart rate up super high, but is to spend a lot of energy for a long duration working. So fewer, less frequently in the program will be long intervals. They'll be sprinkled in where they make sense. But the idea here is that this interval-based program is very accessible because of both the movements and the format. So you don't have to think about AMRAPs or stations or, you know, rounds for time or any of that kind of stuff. And you don't have to think about really technical movements. So once we take those two things out of the equation, we have this really great functional fitness program that's really high quality, that works really well for people who are starting out with fitness, but also is an exceptional value add for people that don't want to think about their fitness too much. They want to get in and get out of the gym, 45-minute class. They might run, row, or do other type of triathlons or other types of fitness outside of the gym, and they really just want to take advantage of this class to round out their fitness program. I think this is a really, really good fit for actually a big portion of the population that may never want to learn how to snatch a barbell or do overhead squats, or may not want that the challenging aspects that come with CrossFit. And this is going to be a program we're going to keep kind of growing and moving and shaking with as the business grows. But it's really designed to be that kind of entry level to, you know, I like to sweat 5 times a week type fitness program. It kind of would cut off for people. Once you get into the type of fitness where you really want to push and challenge yourself to try new things regularly, I think then you got to transition into the CrossFit program and try something different. But for a lot of people, this is going to be the program that makes a lot of sense based on their goals. What would you be oriented towards? Probably, you know, getting moving. First-time fitnessers, this is a great goal-based program for them. Weight loss, although weight loss is not what we promote a lot of at our gym, for many people their fitness goals align with some version of body recomposition or weight loss. Depending on what those goals are, this is probably a really good fit because, again, it gets you working very, very quickly. You know, functional movements at a high intensity with little onboarding, it really helps get people on the right track really quickly to any kind of body composition goals, especially if those goals don't really include significant muscular hypertrophy or strength growth, right? That's a different set of goals. But if there's weight loss, you know, definition type goals, this would make a lot of sense. And for people that want to round out another part of their fitness program, that, you know, say like you do jiu-jitsu or some other very time, what am I trying to say? Say you have another fitness hobby that's related, but it's a big time commitment, like jiu-jitsu, skiing, triathlon, something like that. You might not want to add yet another fitness commitment that is, you know, all-consuming like CrossFit, where you have to learn a bunch of new things and try all these different skills and build up this repertoire. It might make sense to add on to your other very demanding fitness hobby a fitness program like Ironstone Balance that you don't have to think about it all. You just show up, work for 45 minutes and leave, and you can close that door and lock it when you're not there. So that would be really the groups of people this program would be targeted for. And for a lot of people, it's gonna make a lot of sense. It's gonna be our main onboarding program moving forward in the future. When people show up at the gym, they're like, hey, I wanna start working out with you. The first place we're gonna try and ask them to go is in the Balance program. Let's get you moving for a month and see what happens, and we'll progress from there. I think that will make a lot of sense for us as a business. The second program is Ironstone Strength. And Ironstone Strength is a barbell-based strength and conditioning program. I say strength and conditioning because there is always conditioning elements built in, but it is really designed to develop strength. It is a methodical program. It follows a very set sequence of days. You're going to see the big barbell compound lifts, things like bench press, overhead press, deadlift, back squat, front squat, power clean, some snatch variants. It also includes all the accessory work that goes along with those movements, a lot of unilateral variants, lunges, holds, carries, and some, you know, power primers built into the program. You'll see right now, if you were to look at the track, that it's very simple. There's it's basically an accumulation phase. We're trying to get people under the barbell and used to moving the barbell again. And it will become more complex as time goes on. But coming out of, you know, your homes post-COVID under a barbell again, the smartest thing to do isn't throw you into the most complex version of the program. You start simple and you build up over time. This program is a barbell-based strength and conditioning program and will expand as we go. It's designed around the idea of, you know, 3 to 4 days of lifts, a day of work capacity work, and a day of aerobic work with an extra rest day built in. If you followed this program, you would be much stronger a year from now, considerably stronger. quite a bit stronger than if you did the CrossFit program, quite frankly, because the dedicated amount of strength work is much higher. When you talk about prioritizing your time, this prioritizes strength development through the compound lifts, as bilateral and unilateral variants of both. It will also help you lean out considerably depending on diet and nutrition, because it is a big focus on big lifts with conditioning pieces. There's a big kind of calorie burn and hypertrophy component to some of these specific movements. And you have to prioritize your recovery. If you were to do a really good job of balancing your nutrition with the demands of this program, you would find that you would build significant muscle mass. So as far as goals go, if your goal includes body recomposition, and part of that being an increase in muscle mass and potentially in muscle size, although those two things, you know, we talk about diameter versus like tensile strength and all that stuff, you would see significant results from this program. Again, if your goal is to get stronger, this program is a great fit. And if your goal is to practice several things, a small portfolio of things many times and get really, really good and competent at those things, this program is also a great fit. It's a lifestyle program. If you were to manage your percentages and your recovery well, you could follow this programming track infinitely and stay very, very fit in your own way doing this. And because of the nature of the program, you could easily drop a day from the strength training and follow it, you know, 3 to 4 times a week instead of 5, and add an extra day of conditioning to get a little bit more balance out of this program if you were trying to be both really strong and have extremely good cardiovascular fitness. I think of this programming as, personally, as a lifestyle program. This works really well for, you know, executives or people that want to commit a certain amount of time to the gym, let's call it 90 minutes a day, and have very specific goals and those goals that align with the strength program, but don't want to think too much about fitness outside of those constraints. So once you leave the gym, you don't really have to give it any more thought. There's not a lot of extra practice that goes into this program. And it would also form a really strong basis of programming for someone who is a, you know, mid-aged hobby sport player. So if you play basketball or tennis or golf outside of, you know, going to the gym, this is a really good add-on fitness program because, again, the time demands, the extra thought or consideration that goes into it isn't very high. You show up, you work, you leave, you manage your recovery. But other than that, there's not a lot else you have to think about. So if you want to be super fit, in by most definitions, classic definition of strength and conditioning, you know, you might find in a textbook, this would be a really good program for people to follow. Then we have the CrossFit program. Again, likely to be renamed as we kind of figure out where the brand of Ironstone goes from here and kind of diverges from the CrossFit brand. But the CrossFit program is really our most well-known program. It's what we started as a CrossFit gym. It's constantly varied high intensity functional movements, you know, by the classic definition. It's about creating work capacity, which is, you know, power output when we think about it, maintained over a period of time. And it uses that variance element to promote a very well-rounded, broad fitness. A lot of people find that the blessing and the curse of CrossFit is that it becomes more than just a fitness class. It becomes a hobby, not even a hobby. A hobby might be the right word, but a sport almost, in the sense of there's a bunch of elements to it. There's technical elements you have to practice and you have to think about. There's a lot of mini goals built into it. We get better at worse at each individual element. Then we also use that in the fitness program. As we learn new skills, we introduce them into our regular training. There's many parts to it, and there's a lot of pieces to manage. You've got to manage strength and durability and endurance and, you know, gymnastic skill and weightlifting and on and on and on. So in that way, the blessing of CrossFit is it stays interesting and it keeps people motivated to keep trying to grow, challenge themselves, and accomplish new things. The double-edged side of that knife is that The curse is that it requires a fairly significant time commitment once you get into it seriously. People usually go through a pattern where after several months of attending, they either find they don't have enough of the skills and they quit CrossFit because they don't want to commit the extra time to it, or they go the opposite direction and they start to come more frequently and really expand their portfolio of skills and get much more fit and have you know, really specific CrossFit goals they want to accomplish. And rarely do we see people that just show up to class day in and day out and use it as a fitness program, although that's what it was designed for, and it can still be done that way. And we're going to take steps to try and address that by introducing some new naming conventions around our tracks. So right now they're called level 1 and level 2 fitness tracks, but we are going to change those, and we are going to call level 1 fitness, and we're going to call level 2 sport. And the reason we're going to do that is because we want people to understand that if you were to follow the CrossFit program, constantly varied, high intensity, functional movements, day in and day out on the fitness track only, yes, you might not get exposed to super cool movements like ring muscle ups and overhead squats, and you might not be squat snatching, and you might not be doing some of these other things, but following the fitness version of that track, you would get a very well-rounded, broad, inclusive fitness with less time commitment and fewer technical skills that you had to learn. And the idea was never meant to be that people felt like they had to move from level 1 to level 2 over time. That's not the point. These are really goal-oriented conversations. You don't necessarily ever have to do a ring muscle-up or a bar muscle-up. You never have to do a bodyweight overhead squat. These are elite fitness goals that some people use to stay motivated and engaged in their fitness program. And for people who used to play sports frequently growing up that now lack kind of the challenge and excitement of sport in their kind of middle age as they progress in life, the sport side of CrossFit is very engaging because it keeps them challenged and motivated. But it comes at a detriment. There's a higher injury risk when we perform more technical movements at high intensity, of course. And there's a much larger time commitment to maintain some aspects of that fitness if you really want to push yourself to be very competitive. If you're willing to look at CrossFit as a challenging, broad fitness program that you can do in 60 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and do a lot of other hobbies and pursuits, and do this as a, you know, lifestyle program, or as Ben Bergeron would say, kind of the low trajectory on a distant horizon, that is, we're getting better slowly over time at many broad areas of fitness instead of trying to get much better rapidly at a specific area, CrossFit works great. But you have to have the right mindset and goal orientation for that to work. You can't expect to be better at weightlifting tomorrow. Olympic athletes who weightlift in the Olympics usually do so for 18 to 20 years before they make it to the Olympics. So when someone shows up on day one and 18 days later, they're like, why can't I squat, snatch a barbell yet? It's really frustrating as coaches because the frame of reference is off, and part of that problem is our own. It's in the way we frame fitness around CrossFit and being fit. So we want to take steps as we kind of diverge from the CrossFit brand to make sure people understand that there's a fitness component to this that starts with work capacity, like our other fitness programs, and layers on body weight movements, control of your body weight, and layers on, weightlifting later on. But you never need to have all these skills. It's not a prerequisite to be fit. It's not a requirement. The definition of fitness in CrossFit and in the way we think about it is work capacity, power expressed over time. Whether that's through pull-ups, ring rows, or muscle-ups doesn't matter to us as your coaches and business owners. For most people, that matters to you as the client who sets specific goals and wants to achieve something specific. So we want to make sure this conversation is framed right and that you are choosing both the fitness program out of the full set that makes the most sense for your goals as they are right now, but also within CrossFit, the right programming track for your goals. And if your goal is fitness, not necessarily competition, more often than not, the fitness track program is going to be what makes the most sense for, again, I think about the majority of our clients. Many people are going to choose the sport option, whatever that looks like, to challenge themselves and push themselves. And that's great. If and when we are able to resume full capacity and we reintroduce the competitors track, that would be the next layer of programming beyond sport, right? We're now talking about more than 60 minutes a day, much more volume, a lot more need to recover, you know, many more calories to eat in order to offset the burn, a lot more self-care and mobility work, a lot more practice, and those kind of elements. So that's my little side tangent rant about the CrossFit tracks. I want to zero back in on CrossFit itself. Within our CrossFit program, we use programming that attacks specific areas of your fitness. You'll have seen these labels in the programming tracks on the whiteboard. Strength, you know, Metcon, which is about metabolic conditioning. Durability, which is more accessory work. Practice, which is when we reinforce a skill several times. Skill, when we learn something new. And so on. So you'll see these different parts that are meant to tackle a piece of our fitness. Depending on where we go with our program and what we call everything, we might brand these elements unique to us. But these are really designed to give you a focus for the day and not to be the whole program. So strength isn't the only way you develop strength. You get strength in your Metcons if there's a heavy barbell involved. It's all mixed together. It's a melting pot. It's mixed modal conditioning, right? But when we say strength is the focus, it means that we shouldn't be going to failure and that our goal is time under tension and the development of muscular strength. So we should prioritize our percentages or choices of weights in order to meet that goal in that specific session. And I'm going to post a link in the blog to that little primer on our different class pieces at some point here as well. So we posted this a year back or so. I want to make sure people are on the up and up of what the focus elements are. And if you're ever curious, make sure you ask your coach what the different focus pieces mean. Each focus, strength, Metcon, durability, means something different about what you should be prioritizing. Yeah. So that's kind of the primer on CrossFit. Who's it for? Well, I think I covered that already in this conversation. It's really for people that want a little extra motivation, variety, you know, like a broad exposure to a super inclusive fitness. You know, if we think with the fitness track and the sport track, we're really thinking, you know, low trajectory, distant horizon. We're not getting better at specific skills or at specific domains of fitness very rapidly. So you're going to get stronger, but not as fast as if you follow the Ironstone strength track. You're going to get higher work capacity, but not as fast as if you followed the balance program only. You're going to get better aerobic capacity, but not as fast as if you only took up running or rowing. You're going to get slowly better at many domains of fitness over time. And because of that, it requires a mindset of thinking well into the future and staying the course, following the programming, getting better, improving your technique. It's a long-term fitness program. You can't expect short-term immediate results the day you start out. That's the CrossFit track. Finally, Road Dog Life, to come back to that one. Road Dog Life is the at-home version of our CrossFit programming to a certain extent. It's really meant to be fitness on the road with low implements. If you were to follow it at home, you would need a pair of dumbbells, a kettlebell, maybe a pull-up bar, and a bike or a spot to run. And that would pretty much cover almost all of our movements, maybe a spot to do step-ups or box jumps. We are really thinking of what you would find in most hotel gyms, usually a dumbbell rack, a treadmill and a couple bikes, maybe a couple kettlebells, and usually a plyo box or two, maybe. This is a programming track that you could follow from home, that you could follow in hotel gyms while you're on the road. And it's really meant to be a supplemental program for when you can't make it to the gym, or if we get locked down again and end up back under COVID restrictions. It's really meant to like help people stay the course of their fitness. There are strengths and limitations. Strength, low equipment demands, easy to set up for. Limitations, not as broad a type of fitness, a lot harder to develop kind of top end strength and power. It's really based on kind of that lower level work capacity stuff, right? Movement, motion is lotion. Okay. I feel like I've covered a lot of material here. Hopefully this was a good listen. And if you have questions about any of this stuff, please drop us a note on either Anchor or on Spotify on the podcast, or you can send an email in, or you can post in the Ironstone Facebook community group. Any of the above, please ask questions if you have any. I'd love to continue this conversation about the programming tracks and who the different programs are built for and why they might be a better fit. And I'd also love to talk to you as individuals about your own goals and what programs or priorities you might assign different aspects of your fitness. Because we can build all the tracks in the world, but if they don't match up on some level with your individual fitness goals as clients and as people, we will still fail as an organization meant to promote fitness. Because we have to kind of meet you where you are with your goals. And we can't at all times be all of the things to everybody. So there's choices that have to be made. We write these programming tracks, and then we still have to scale programs, modify, introduce individual programming design, do extra PT or skill work with each of you, depending on what your specific goals are. So if any of those things sound like something you want to engage in, you can also shoot myself or the info account a message at info@ironstonestrength.com or patrick@ironstonestrength.com to talk about those goals or different avenues for meeting them. Anyway, thanks for listening, and stay safe. We'll see you in the gym soon.